Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. 44 years is a pretty good run, don't you think? I'm impressed. I can't imagine how Mary did it, or for that matter, how she continues to do it. To stay together with me, that is. We committed to each other in 1979, and here it is, 2023. How did that happen? We met in 1967 at a conference in Chicago. We were both working for different branches of a progressive international organization. I was 17 years old, and she had just turned 20. My girlfriend at the time and I actually called our mutual friend, Mary Benson. We called her Aunt Mary, because she was so much older than we were. Imagine that. It's been a long time since I called her Aunt Mary, and I think I'll keep it that way. Well, I fell in love and I married a great lady named Susan. Mary fell in love with and married a great guy named Arthur. We may have seen each other four or five times in the next several years, but together we were not. Over the course of time, Ed and Sue divorced, and Mary and Art divorced. Dear Arthur left the planet 22 years ago, and Sue is still very good friends with Ed and Mary, and I like that. I like that a lot. Separating well, without the animosity and pettiness that accompanies so many divorces, well, that says a lot about the parties involved. Almost as much as their getting married in the first place said about them. In 1977, on a business trip to Chicago, a mutual friend of ours put a lady on the phone, a lady that I had lost track of over time. "Mary? Mary Benson," I said. "Eddie Holohan," she said. "Is that you?" And it was. And it was us. 2 years later, we committed to each other, moved into the same apartment, and went about making a life in Chicago. A life that included a precocious 8-year-old girl named Suzanne. That's Mary's daughter. It was love at first sight. She's 52 now, and all those years and grilled cheeses and walks around town and all those tears and belly laughs all these years later, she still lights me up every time I see her. Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Suze. Rogers Park is a neighborhood on the north side of Chicago. One of the very few integrated neighborhoods in that bustling town. We lived in Rogers Park for our first 27 years together, one place and another. I have fond memories of all of them. Living less than a block away from the local firehouse had its challenges, 3 a.m. sirens among them. But I think I felt a little safer, too, being so close to the people who might have to save us someday. Then the Driftless called us. We'd been coming up this way for years and years to spend time with friends on both sides of the big river, so we knew how beautiful the land was. And after a few years of exploration, we found 29 acres of heaven and named the place Ella Bella Farm, after Suzanne's daughter, our granddaughter, Ella. She's a big girl now, a junior at Berkeley. Those were great years at Ella Bella. Mary was born to have her hands in the dirt. She was born to grow things. Mary makes everything and every place better than it was when she found it. It's a gift and it's a practice for her. And I'm lucky to be standing beside her. We're townies now. Townies in the best small town in America. We live on a quiet street between church bells and a nursing home. It's a street without sidewalks, alleys, or fences, a street where people walk their dogs. It's a street where neighbors chat in the middle of the street. If any of you out there are considering a change in your life, maybe a move to a friendlier, slower place, then give Viroqua a chance. We will be happy to show you around. So here we are, 70-somethings and 44 years into our time together. People ask me from time to time what I think the secret to success is. I tell them support of, respect for, and patience with your partner, and a blessed run of luck. Mary, dear heart, I am the luckiest man in the world, and you are the proof. Happy anniversary.